get a fast car.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Top of the hour, we'll bring on Dom Salvia. He's got the great show that follows mine from 4 to 6 p.m. every day. We've been talking about what I'm going to call the whiny broverse, which seems to freak out like every time a woman gets a PhD or decides not to have kids, as if that's some sort of like deep cultural offense. You know, women making choices about whether or not to have children, get married, and how much education they'd like to acquire. I think on balance, we should all have those choices. And there's, you know, there's this whole movement on the Christian far right for like the trad wife, meaning like the traditional wife that stays at home and makes handmade, homemade snacks. And like all that's fine. I don't see highly educated women en masse, like denigrating women who want to stay at home. Like that's work too. It needs to be respected. That's a great choice too. We don't have to have like these false choices that one thing is good and the other is bad. It just seems so counterproductive. And I also want to point out that like men seem to want to have it like in all different kinds of ways. You know, like women, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I think that that's a little unfair. And by that, I mean, you know, men want women to be attractive and you know, respectful and supportive, but only in particular ways. It's kind of like, can we just throw that old playbook out and move on, please? Like, women have a place in our society, just as men do. And you don't get to tell all women, you know, what they can and cannot be. At least you shouldn't be able to, even though they seem to think they should be able to control our bodies. A little frustrating. Joe from Madison, how are you, my friend? And what would you like to share this afternoon?
I think this discussion is worthy of several hours. I mean, it is just a fascinating time in our life with where people feel free to denigrate whether you would know. I didn't hear the conversation, but it makes me laugh that somebody would be angry at you and saying you're not understanding the law when I believe you have a degree in law and worked as a lawyer for quite a number of years, correct?
I mean, yes. I think he was trying to make a lot of hay out of the fact that, frankly, I did use an incorrect technical term. I said civilly convicted, which lends itself to making it sound like criminal. But I fully acknowledge that and said, yeah, he was civilly liable for rape. But yes, Joe, he was having a little bit of a freak out. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I think all you can say is just, you know, sit down now and put a cold compress on your head. It'll pass. Really, it will get better. And I don't know. What strikes me oftentimes is men who feel free to be denigrating the looks of women and talking about crow feet, and this is, you haven't done anything but a PhD and you're 40 years old and a loser and all. I wonder if those men have daughters, and I wonder if they have granddaughters, and are they okay with that? Would they be okay with that kind of language being dumped on their progeny about the dreams and wishes of those young women? I find it kind of amazing, and I still find it kind of amazing that Trump has been a guy who is, the language of grab him by the pee has been a part of who he is. People know who he is. Yet men and women have voted for him. And I just think if that were your daughter who was caught in a room with him, if that were your granddaughter who were caught in a room with him, would you be okay about those kinds of assaults by a big rich guy who, I'm sorry, didn't work for it. Daddy wrote a big check, and it's true for Elon Musk that Daddy wrote a big check,
yep.
And there are a lot of people in that.
Emerald miner from South Africa. Yep.
Yeah, here to tell us how we should cut Social Security, and everybody's going to have to take a haircut. Of course, we don't talk about whether he's taking a haircut with any of his payments to Tesla at all. Instead, it's supposed to be just those of us who are looking forward to having Social Security and Medicare at the end of a long, long time of working and having money taken out of paychecks. So I find the question of, would you be okay if your daughter went through this? Would you be okay if your wife was, people denigrated your wife? Let's say she got an RN and she posted it and was, you know, really proud about getting finishing a four-year program and being an RN. And people got on Facebook and said, my God, look at her face. She looks like hell.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that? And I guess to me, that's the place that hopefully would make a connection to men who seem, those men who feel so seemingly full of anger, to say, what if it was your daughter? What if it was your wife? Are you okay with that language being used? And I don't know how else to get the point across, Maggie. I really don't. And I think it is really worth a discussion, because as we're heading into this time, there, I just sense this great freedom for men to be quite angry and to say some just horrendous things of, you know, your body, my choice forever, that kind of thing. And does everybody have to be armed to respond to that? This can't be the way that we are to go forward. It just can't be. So thanks for bringing up the topic, and I hope we return to it, because it feels like there's a lot of anger by women and men, but particularly men, over this issue. But I'm seeing more and more women having this sense of just, man, time to arm up. I've had it. So it definitely is worth bringing up again and talking about more. Thanks a lot, Maggie. I really appreciate the opportunity to add my thoughts to the discussion.
Thanks so much, Joe. Michaela from West Bend also weighing in, agreeing. She said she's seeing a lot of traditional wives judging and putting down women who have chosen a different path. Ladies, can we start hating each other a little bit? Like, we all ain't the problem. I'm just saying, stand up for one another, like stand up for choices about how you want to live your life. I thought that was kind of an American ideal, because I will stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'll be back tomorrow with Tom Paulswitz. Dom Salvia's up next. Don't go anywhere, folks. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be someone, be someone.